It's time for the Las Vegas Sports Line. Brought to you by the Golden Nugget with sports director Tony Miller.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Presented by WagerTalk.com.
That's right, it is the Friday edition of the Las Vegas Sports Line, our Golden Nugget Friday edition. We'll have Tony Miller on with us in just a little bit. Mark Seidel, we'll dial him up on the phone a little bit. He's producing the show. Kelly Stewart, Kelly in Vegas, she's here. Teddy Covers, he's here. I'm Dave Koken. Nice to have you guys on board that are listening right now. And we'll start with a little Eagles domination. As maybe it took playing a divisional team on a national TV game. And the Eagles showed up last night. And the Giants, aside from Saquon Barkley, was absolutely sensational last night. The other 44 Giants addressed for the game all sucked beyond belief. Teddy, they were terrible. And there was one point, and this was not just my own thought, because I saw a slew of it on Twitter all at once early in the second half, where it was like, are these guys even trying? It looked like the Giants were just mailing it in.
Sure, and when you see that at this stage of the season against a divisional opponent, you want to talk red flag, you know, that's a pretty big red flag. But the thing that baffles me, the Giants went 3-13 last year. They went into this game 1-4. And yet there seems to be this perception out there that the Giants are good in some way.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. I mean, they were priced at less than a field goal. And admittedly, A, I didn't bet the Eagles.
Neither did I.
And I should have, and I was kicking myself. But I couldn't do it because I wouldn't bet the road team on a Thursday night game.
And we didn't bet the Giants either.
No. I didn't consider the Giants. But it was a situation where here's the defending champs against a team that's 3-13 last year and 1-4 going into the game this year. And it felt like that.
So I didn't watch the game.
You didn't miss much.
I watched Texas Tech TCU because I was on Texas Tech. But I thought this was really funny. I know you guys are not Instagram guys, but I follow a couple funny meme accounts. The Giants are now 4-19 since they got on this boat. Remember when they all rented the yacht?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of weird, though? It is kind of weird. Like, they're all having a good time on the yacht as teammates. Everybody's having a good time. And then, oh, wait, you guys have sucked ever since you guys got on that boat. That's weird.
The Giants are going to turn out to be really, really good for the books. Because there was a lot of future money. A lot of future money on the Giants. And I don't know. I never did see it. It was one of the things that puzzled me throughout the summer. It was like, why?
And for as good as Saquon Barkley was last night,
he
was sensational. He was, you know, eye-poppingly good.
Yep.
You know.
Too bad he doesn't play quarterback.
It doesn't matter.
I was going to say, do they draft a quarterback next year?
And now the national media is like, oh, well, Eli's gotten old. It's like, have you watched the guy for the last 3 years?
Yeah, we knew that. They showed, obviously, by not drafting a quarterback, that they had faith in Eli, and I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why not draft a quarterback to get ready for when Eli does retire.
If Eli had a different last name,
I saw
he
this tweet.
He would have been benched 5 years.
I saw this. If Eli's last name was Smith or something, it was like funny on Twitter, he would not be a starting quarterback. I mean, he did get benched last year, right? Technically.
Yeah, but there's nothing behind this. The Giants haven't developed anything behind him ever.
No,
literally.
No, it's a sad situation.
I mean, they went from Kerry Collins to Eli Manning, and that was a long, long time ago, and there hasn't been another quarterback for the Giants. And I'll say that, you know, at least he starts every game.
Well, you know, he does, and you know, he did win them, what, 2 Super Bowls?
No.
You got to give him a little bit of credit.
The defense won 2 Super Bowls.
And a guy caught a ball
in
his head.
And a special teams blunder by the 49ers.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's fair.
Thanks for making me remember that game.
All right. Well,
sorry, Teddy.
We're 1-4, and I'll put the we're on because I don't want to sound like a front-running local. We're 1-4 with a -9 goal differential through 5 games. They look a little like an expansion team right now, Teddy. The Golden Knights, between the Stanley Cup loser hangover, which is similar to the Super Bowl loser hangover in football, and the fact that they are no longer the little engine that could. It's not a good start.
No, and first of all, it's early.
Yeah, oh yeah. And this is a tough schedule.
And, you know, hey, play at Washington, then play at Pittsburgh the next night. Good luck to you, you know, for any team. But last year was last year. And as we said, you know, we talked about this on Wednesday. We're like, is this year's team any good? And right now we don't know that they are any good. You know, they haven't looked good so far.
Well, we'll see what happens when they get home.
I'm a terrible Knights fan. I haven't been to one game or watched one game.
At all?
I know. No, I have been so obsessed with football.
Maybe that's what, guys, that's like, what it is. You're not watching, and that's why they're not winning.
I'm the bad luck. I mean, seriously, NFL has been so good for me this year that I just have to. Like, I'm like, nope, don't care about any other sport. Even college, I'm just kind of like,
what are you? Where are you in the contest right now?
16 and a half points.
Nice. That's not bad.
Yeah, you know.
In terms of record, that's 16-9-1.
16-8-1.
16-8-1, I beg your pardon.
But I Brian Leonard was pretty critical of me taking Vikings -7, just being hoping that Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to play. That was just me kind of being a little contrarian. And then last week with the Dolphins, I'm looking going, crap, that was really stupid.
Because you're still 67% in 5 weeks. That's not bad.
Yeah, but
you take that all season long, you got a shot.
Good God, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's just one of those, I'm waiting for something bad to happen. Like Teddy and I talked about, when Teddy was on his hot run, Teddy's like, yeah, okay, kid, can you stop talking about it, please? But Teddy's still going really strong. I mean,
been a good season.
Of course, there's some regression. So I'm like, okay, but you know what? Last week I was 3-2. Dolphins, Jags was a bad pick. We went over that before it even happened. So I knew that it was already a bad pick because by the time I come in here, my plays are already submitted. But the Dolphins, man, that was painful. So I took the 3-2 with stride. Any week I can go 3-2, I'm really happy.
As long as you stay away from the real bad week,
Yeah, you just got. I mean, if you can avoid the 1-4 and 0-5s, you'll be live into December, and that's all you can ask for.
All right, time for us to check out our Friday MJ Christensen 4-4.
1, 2, 3 into the four.
Put the fours up. Put the fours up, I said. Do it right now.
Tonight's action is just around the bend, and the guys want to get your night off to a great start.
4.
It's the Las Vegas Sports Lines. 4-4.
Not 1, not 2, not 3, but 4.
Unbelievable.
And if you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet, and I would expect that since it's October, you probably still haven't, why don't you start now? If you're going to be getting that one special item for somebody in your life, you can go down to MJ Christensen Diamonds in Boca Park, their one and only location, beautiful store. And they've got a great layaway program where you put a small amount down, make a couple monthly payments to ease things off, and you're all set to go by Christmas time. Check that out. Some great specials going on as well right now at MJ Christensen Diamonds. South Florida and Tulsa matching up tonight. South Florida's unbeaten, but they're overrated. The problem is Tulsa, boy, the offense, they can't stop turning the football over. They're going to a guy named Boomer at quarterback tonight. That's right. Chris Berman is at quarterback for Tulsa. No, it's not Chris Berman. But Boomer is 13 for 31 throwing the ball this year. You know, I want to go against South Florida because I know they're not that good, but I think I'm going to have to wait, Kelly. A better spot will show at some point, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Plus, Tulsa 1-6 against the spread as their last 7 as a home underdog. This Tulsa team sure looked good against Texas, and I haven't been impressed since. That was against Texas, who really probably didn't care too much and just kind of let the back door creep open to get the cover there. And I think the Bulls is, you know, it's funny. I was watching this, I don't know, must have been a commercial for the game in between the other games, and I was thinking, man, I'm really happy for Charlie Strong. Like, I felt really bad for him when he got fired from Texas because I don't feel like Texas ever gives their coaches. And I'm like, man, he's doing a great job at USF. They're top 25 now. They've got some good confidence. Like, that's not a team I want to bet against.
Yeah, I mean, though they're coming off this game against UMass, and UMass defensively is, I mean, let's the bottom tier. You know, they might be a bottom five college football defense.
UMass gave the game away. They did. UMass was right in that game.
They were in the game. They were in the game.
They fumbled two kickoffs that led directly to easy touchdowns.
But they also gave up, three long touchdown runs that are just, I mean, simple handoffs where the guy you know.
That's UMass.
The week before they gave up 58 in back-to-back weeks to Ohio U and USF, and it was all just big plays that they can't stop. Tulsa's got a defense.
The defense has been pretty good.
I mean, we were talking about offense. In terms of defensive class for Charlie Strong's squad, they're going from a bottom-tier defense to one of the better defenses in the conference. And now that the line has been bet up, we're looking at 7.5, 8s out there now after the quarterback change for Tulsa. Now you're asking them to win by double digits on the road against a decent defense.
We'll see what happens. Arizona-Utah. Another one of tonight's games. We're doing the college football triple header in this 4-4. Utah's offense finally showed up last week, Teddy. Now, whether that's going to be a recurring theme, we'll have to wait and see. I'd like to see another good game out of them. Defense is okay. Arizona, you look at the stats in the Cal game, and it's like, how did they win? Well, they won because McElwain kept making terrible mistakes for California. This Arizona team has not, in my opinion, has not improved.
No, I mean, again, Khalil Tate hasn't been right from day one. He's been dealing with an ankle injury the whole way. This is a guy who averaged more than 9 yards a carry last year, who's now averaging, what, like 2.3 yards a carry this year? And, of course, that factors in sacks, but the explosive runs, it's not there at all for Arizona, which leaves them fairly one-dimensional. And you say Utah's defense is okay. I mean, I've been impressed with that defense. That defense is solid.
Yeah, okay was an understatement because in view of how bad their offense was early, the defense really had to play well to keep them in games. Now the offense, it's just 1 week, but Huntley really looked like he got it together last week.
Sure, and there's 53s out there for this ballgame. And look, Utah's offense, for the first time all year, cranked last week. And that's against the Stanford defense, but how good is Stanford? That's the real question.
So this is a game where I didn't have an opinion on, but one of the fun things that I get to do with Wager Talk that I love so much is getting to go down to the book and talk to some of the bookmakers, and they tell me, hey, this is what the sharp guys played. And granted, the lines are usually a half point, sometimes a point off, but this is one of the unders that I did play. I played Texas Tech myself last night, had the Texas Tech under. This is another game that we played under 52.5. So that's where I'm going to be cheering for tonight. I don't have an opinion myself on the game, but I got to agree with you guys. At first, I was kind of blaming Kevin Sumlin for, I guess, what's been going on with Khalil. And it's a tough thing to say because he is a little banged up, but I didn't think he was utilizing him well. And when you're not utilizing your quarterback well, everything else doesn't really fall into place. I think we saw it definitely with that Houston game, the BYU game. And unless he starts doing something right with his quarterback, I don't think we're going to see this Arizona team win very many games.
Air Force and San Diego State Mountain West action. Both teams off really good performances last week. Air Force with a near-perfect game against Navy. And San Diego State takes out Boise State. A big win for the Aztecs. Kelly, this line has been moving. I mean, there's a lot of San Diego State money showing based on how the line is moving.
Yeah, and, you know, I initially had Air Force circled on my card, and I didn't end up playing them. I was looking at it going, you know, this sounds about right. Now it seems like I'm getting some value with Air Force, but I sometimes hate to go against that big line move. I'm gonna wait, but I may end up on Air Force when it's all said and done. This is an interesting matchup here. I don't have a ton to say about it. Like I said, mathematically, I had Arizona circled early on in the week and just kind of brushed them by after seeing somebody move some big money on San Diego State.
Yeah, these two teams have played twice in the last 3 years, and they've both been very competitive contests, decided by a field goal. And Air Force certainly, if you look at their season, Air Force stinks. All right? If you look at them post-bye with Hammond at quarterback last week against Navy, they outperformed the spread by, what, 5 touchdowns?
Yeah.
Or close to it. So, you know, the question is, where do you power rate Air Force right now? And, of course, you know, with the Aztecs, a team that we like to take points with, not a team that tends to win games by big margins, you know, how do they respond off the, you know, I think the win for them at Boise was bigger than the Air Force win over Navy.
It was.
The Air
Although
Force
I'll say this, Rocky Long's one of the better coaches in the country at keeping his team in an even keel. So we'll see what happens. And it's Friday and Kelly Stewart's here, so take it away, Kelly. Oklahoma State at Kansas State. Wildcats, you know, not a bad performance last week in a narrow loss. Now they face a more high-powered Oklahoma State squad.
Yeah, I was really disappointed that K-State didn't squeak out a win there. It was pretty gross. So one of the beauties of being in our industry is we have inside people at each venue. I guarantee Dave has people from years and years and years back where people give you some great insight. And some of the guys that I've known forever always tend to have great insight on this Kansas State team. And initially I was going, okay, you know, they did get the cover at Baylor, but like you mentioned, Oklahoma State, high-powered offense. Last year, Skylar Thompson did go into Stillwater and K-State pulled off a win as a 3-touchdown dog. And so I was trying to make a case for him. Obviously, K-State 6-1. Out of their last 7 against the Cowboys. So K-State has pretty much owned this team against the spread. But what really sold me on this was a couple of years ago when K-State was struggling. I believe it was, it must have been like 14 or 15. the team got together without any coaches, and they did this team meeting. And I think they won four of their last five after doing so. And Dalton Reisner, one of the K-State captains, posted this big thing about how they had this team meeting. And to me, I think this is going to get this K-State team up and play better than they've been playing, because they haven't been playing up to their level. I get it. It's a bunch of kids from Kansas that are not talented. They're not athletic. Everybody has everything bad to say. But I think catching a touchdown at home here is just a little bit too much.
All right. It is time to bring in Tony Miller. Love having Tony on Fridays to take us behind the counter as far as the NFL weekend is concerned. He's with us now. Follow Tony Miller on Twitter at GollumLV and go say hello to him at the Golden Nugget. Tony, how did that result go last night? We've talked leading into the season about how much Giants money there was out there. Was that continuing again last night?
It was, Dave, at the beginning, but you know what? At the end, we got Eagle money. So the game turned out okay for us. A little win, nothing really big. We needed the under and everything. So, yeah, it was a boring game to watch, but the result was a small win for the book.
Well, let's find out where the action is on this weekend's NFL card. We'll begin with a rather unattractive matchup as the Cardinals, well, they did win a game last week. They got on the board, and they'll face the Vikings, who snapped their slump by going on the road to Philadelphia and getting the win. We know what happened to the Vikings the last time they were really big favorites at home. That was against Buffalo. What do the bettors think happens this week?
Yeah, Dave, we're sitting at 10 right now in the game with a total of 43, and we got more action, you know, twice as much on the Vikings right now than we do Phoenix. But we'll see what happens. We're going to need the dog in this game. We're a Minnesota house, so we'll be rooting for the Cardinals.
All right, Tony, I'm really curious to see you having this one. Chargers at the Browns. Browns pick them most of the spots around town. I played the Browns plus one. I'm a little nervous here. The Browns have been really good, and plus they've played now three overtime games.
Yeah, from one of these, this is one of those things where I want to put a special prop, a Willie game going overtime, because it seems every week the Browns are involved with some close game at the end or in overtime, and no different here. We're at pick 'em on the game with a total of 45. Great game, though. Good two-way action going both sides. Take accounts pretty even, and got a little bit money on the over, but it's going to be a close game.
When the sharps and the squares line up on the same side, it usually means that the bookmakers have a rooting interest in that ballgame, and I think that might be the case for the next one. What are you seeing down at the Nugget with the Bears and the Dolphins, and are you going to be big Miami fans come Sunday?
We are right now, Teddy. You know, they pound the Bears with me. We're at 3.5, total of 41.5, but the ticket count is lopsided. They've teased the Bears. They've parlayed the Bears. They've got the Bears in straight bets, so I'm big Fish fans right now.
All right, Carolina off a kind of a miracle win. I mean, it looked like they had lost the game to the Giants last week, but Graham Gano comes out and kicks a 63-yard field goal to win it. The Panthers now go against the Redskins, who are off a really bad performance, in need of a good game here. What's the action that's taking place at the Nugget?
With the Skins, minus one right now, their favorite total of 44.5. But again, it's one of them games where the public's all over the Panthers as far as accumulation with parlays and teasers. Need some money on the Skins to get even on the game, but we're sitting right now, Redskins minus one, should be a close game.
All right, Tony, Colts catching 2.5 probably at most spots. I don't know what you guys have down there at the Nugget. At the Jets, I was on the Jets last week, impressed with them against a not-so-good Broncos team. Colts still really banged up. What kind of action are you guys seeing on this one?
Yeah, the Jets right now with 2, Kelly, with a total of 45.5, and this one of those games is pretty quiet for us. Not a whole lot of action to it. One of our lowest county games on the board, but worse than the Jets, too. Should be a pretty ugly game, and a pretty ugly game to watch.
Yes, it should.
It's interesting to think about how much history plays in to the lines that we're seeing right now, because Pittsburgh has owned Cincinnati over the years. They've owned them in Cincinnati, and yet so far this season, you can't make a case that the Steelers have been the better of these two teams. No question. Cincy at 4-1 straight up, and ATS, the first place Bengals, have been the better squad. Yet the action here, what are you seeing down at the Nugget?
You know, Teddy, we're at 1.5 on the Bengals, total 51.5, and the Bengals showed me a lot last week coming back against the Dolphins in the second half with that nice win they had, and the public's starting to believe in them also. So good two-way action on the game right now. A little bit more on the Steelers, but we're a public house, and we're going to see some Steeler money coming in late on this game.
So thinking like a public bettor, if you will, and I'm not disparaging when I say this, the thought here is that the Bucs are playing the Falcons, and boy, the Falcons are desperate for a win. They've got all kinds of offense. The Bucs stink. Their 2-0 was a mirage. I mean, I got to think the public's going to hammer Atlanta here. Are they doing so?
Yeah, the accumulation's all over the Falcons. We're at 3, a total of 57.5. Should be a lot of points in the game, but you're right. Falcons are pretty, pretty banged up. But when these two teams get together, it seems like there's always some close games, a lot of action. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. A field goal here could make the difference.
Last I checked, this one was a field goal game. Seahawks-Raiders in London. Seahawks had a nice cover against their divisional rivals, the Rams, and the Raiders sure look like the Raiders. They look just terrible, and I'm sure you're going to have all sorts of Seattle money in this one.
You know what's funny? You're right. We'll have Seattle money, but the fans are going to be crazy for the Raiders in London. I'm from that area, so I know the people over there. They love, one of the two teams they love are the Raiders and the Cowboys, so the Raiders are going to get a lot of support in London. It's going to seem like a home game, and but right now we're getting all Seahawks money at 2.5.
I want to stay in that game for a second because I want to talk about Derek Carr. What are your thoughts on him at this point, Tony?
Oh, man, you know what? To me, he's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFC, but I don't believe he has the support on the White House to help him out, you know. They're not using Marshawn Lynch enough, and I just wish he had a deeper threat to throw to and some guys over the middle. But he's a good quarterback. He just can't show it this year.
So I went back and looked, and this is the first time in 5 years as a head coach that we are seeing Bill O'Brien laying double digits.
Really?
Hasn't happened before. Bills and the Texans, what kind of action are you seeing down at the Golden Nugget?
It's good, too, and I think because of the double digits, the public is kind of on the Bills a little bit, taking the 10, but you know what? I'm getting some good action on the Texans, too. I expect this game to go up because, you know, of course, we're a Houston house here in the Golden Nugget, and I'll get a lot of support for them late, but I expect this game to go up for us with Russ needing the Bills come game time.
Well, here we go. It's our first weather game of the NFL season. Hey. They are predicting snow this weekend. Snow and cold weather in Denver. Maybe that will slow down the greatest show on surf, the LA Rams. The Rams found a way to win last week in a game in which they were not sharp, made a lot of mistakes, and still won the football game. Does the weather factor maybe get you some Denver betting support here?
Well, we'll see, Dave. We finally see the Rams get off the West Coast and go inland a little bit, and now they got some cold weather to go against. You know what I like here, though? The fact that I like is Wade Phillips. Here's a team that let him go, and now he gets to come back and show his defense against the Broncos. We're -7 even on the game with a total of 51.5. Seems a little high on the total, but of course, you know, they're betting all over the Rams here on teasers.
Ah.
That makes the most sense, don't you think?
Yeah, that's a beautiful teaser.
I mean, there's going to
be
a few games that are heavily loaded on teasers. Dave, I just clicked off my email. Can you tell me the next game we're talking about?
It's the classic matchup between the Jags and Cowboys.
Ah, thank you so much. Oh, Tony's Cowboys. I like this one. I was on the Jags last week. Terrible. I knew it before it even kicked off. I was on the wrong side of that one. Tony, Cowboys get a bounce back here after that really ugly 4th-and-1 call by Jason Garrett?
Yeah. You know what? The only chance they got a win in this game this week is their defense. The defense has to keep them in the game. I like the under in the game. I know it's a low total, 4.5. You don't see those very often, but two good defenses here, and that's what's got to keep the Cowboys in the game. They got to run the ball. They definitely cannot pass the ball, but I'm not a big Blake Bortles fan, and their running game also is kind of in disarray right now.
We got two pretty good defenses in the next game as well, Baltimore and Tennessee. Some books appear to have moved to 3 on this ball game. Well, how are you doing? Are you still sitting at 2.5?
Teddy, we're close, man. We're at 2.5, and I got Raven money coming in, so my next move is going to be the 2.5 minus $1.20, see what they lay that there, and then I'll go to 3. But yeah, pretty good two-way. A little bit more on Baltimore right now. I expect this game to go up and total 41.5. They're betting the over with me.
All right, here we go. This is a Sunday night game. I mean, this is going to be a huge volume game. We're going to talk about it later in the marquee matchup portion of the show. But right now, let's find out what's happening with the betting action, what Tony thinks about the big matchup on the weekend schedule, the Chiefs and Patriots.
AFC Conference preview right here. This could be it. The ball's going to be in the air quite a bit. But you're going to see Belichick and Brady get out their learning sticks here and give the young guns a little bit of a few lessons here on the Sunday night primetime game. Good ticket count. Good count down the middle both ways, action both ways. Public's in love with the Chiefs. That's the new darling in the AFC. But the old Patriots are going to, you know, I think they're going to rise here. We're at 3.5 with a total of 59.5. I think the game's going to be flying over. I think there's going to be a lot of points in the game. It's going to be a fun game to watch.
I agree with you, Tony. And a game that I don't probably think I'm going to even watch, Monday Night Football, Niners at the Packers. You have to think that everybody's going to think, automatically C.J. Beathard versus Aaron Rodgers and run to the window and bet a banged-up Aaron Rodgers.
Well, let's see what's happening here. I heard there's some kind of new news about Aaron Rodgers' knee. He's not practicing this week, so we'll have to see what happens at game time. But, man, we're big 49ers fans. I can tell you that right now. We're going to need them desperately. They're going to tease the crap out of the Packers down to 2.5 or 3. We're at 9.5 on the game, total 46.5. I got absolutely nothing coming in on the Niners. So I'm going to go to 10 here real soon if I have to and root for the Niners.
Let's talk about the contest, Tony. We're 5 weeks in now. I have not checked the leaderboard this week. I had checked it going into the show last week, and it's like, wow, there were like 18 guys hitting 67% or better, 18 contestants hitting 67% or better. Sorry about being sexist for a moment there. I have no idea what the gender is of those atop the leaderboard. What's happening with the leaderboard now? Where's number one?
You know, Paul Stone Sports is number one. He's in there all by himself, and he's doing quite well. But you know what? It's pretty bunched up. Paul's record is 26-8-1, but it's real close right behind him. Some guys are half a game back, and some guys are a full game back. But you know what's really cool, Dave, is the guy that's won the last 2 years in a row, Muck Nuts. You remember him.
Oh, sure.
He's right there. He's at fourth place, and he's got another entry in the top 20 also. So this kid is pretty good, man. He's always up there, and he's lurking.
They both are, because Paul Stone has won this contest going back a ways, back in, we had a different format. It was an invitational, but Paul was real strong, and Chris Kozak mucked nuts. It's no fluke when you win it twice in a row, and now he's knocking on the door again early in the season.
Yeah, pretty cool, man. It's why these guys go head-to-head. But you know what, man? Anybody can win it right now. It's still a long way to go. It's going to be fun.
And now, here's one of the great things about having the mobile app from the Nugget. Is if you go to the website, and once the plays are all in, once the deadline's passed, which is tonight at, 10 o'clock, is it?
10 o'clock, yeah.
So plays will all be up there tomorrow. And then if you get your mobile app and you want to follow the hot handicappers, you just check off what they're playing on your mobile app, and you're all, but you gotta download the mobile app and have an account to do that.
Pretty cool, man. Everything's right there, right in the palm of your hand, and you gotta have it. Something's gotta have these days.
Tony, it's always a pleasure, man.
All right, buddy, you take care.
Tony Miller does an awesome job down at the Golden Nugget. He's one of the best in town in the odds-making business. He's a great guy as well. Go down and see him. Follow him on Twitter at Gollum, G-O-L-L-U-M, Gollum L-V. We will come back with our Joe's Angle of the Day, and then Kelly and Teddy are going to give us a couple of games that they like to they want to break down this weekend.
The Las Vegas Sports Line.
Oh, man, what a beautiful day it is outside. We're having a blast here at the Las Vegas Golf and Craft Beer Festival. Clay Baker here. It's over at Las Vegas Golf Center across from Town Square. We got a lot of listeners coming in today. They're like, forget work, forget the lunch, man. We're coming out and hanging out with Clay and Steven at the ESPN 1110. And why not? You wait all summer to get out and have some fun. You could do that now. Forget about work. Coming with me. We got the Craft Beer Festival here at the Las Vegas Golf Center across from Town Square. Look, we got a wide variety of craft beer tastings to wet your whistle. Sit back, relax, enjoy the craft beers, and enjoy the amazing golf trick show by Lynn Captain Crush Ray, as well as the free golf clinics by PGA Pro Eric Meeks. Everything new in golf is on display right now at the Las Vegas Golf and Craft Beer Festival, Las Vegas Golf Center across from Town Square. I am here until 3 o'clock, and I got prizes, too. I got Rebel tickets, show tickets, concert tickets, movie tickets, and T-shirts, and more. And right inside the Golf Center, they got unbelievable prices on golf clothing, golf clubs, the new Adidas shoes, the tailor-made products, the widest variety of all the name brands you've come to expect from the Las Vegas Golf Center. It's in effect today, so come and join me. I'm here until 3 on ESPN Las Vegas.
Do you ever wonder what you'd do if you couldn't just switch on the heat when it got cold, or start your car each morning, or afford toilet paper? Well, for plenty of hardworking folks right here in our community, these are everyday realities. But when you give to the Salvation Army, you help your neighbors in need win the battle to thrive. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit salvationarmy.listenandgive.org to make a donation. That's salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
Over the past few years, One Nevada has saved locals over $10 million in auto loan interest. If you have a high-rate auto loan, we may be able to lower your payment, shorten your term, or both. Apply online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Nevada businesses have been through some tough times, and we've been right here with you through thick and thin, helping self-insured groups get the best workers' comp programs, affordable coverage that meets your needs, and a company that stands by you all the way. From helping establish safety programs to conducting inspections, we are here when you need us. Pro Group Management is the national award-winning team you can trust to stay with you. After all, we've been here with you for over 20 years, through good economic times and bad. Find out how to have Pro Group Management work for you. Visit our website at pgmnv.com to receive a free cost savings analysis now. That's pgmnv.com. Or call our Las Vegas office at 702-740-4380. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Do you feel tired after a full night of sleep? Do you wake up with a headache or dry mouth? Does your sleeping partner complain about your loud snoring or say that you stop breathing while you sleep? If you said yes, you should be screened for sleep apnea. And now, thanks to INeedBetterSleep.com, you can get tested for sleep apnea quickly and affordably right in the comfort of your own home. For a free questionnaire to see if a home sleep apnea test kit is right for you, call now, 800-962-3911. This convenient home test kit requires no time away from work. It's confidential, physician-reviewed, and could save you hundreds of dollars compared to inconvenient laboratory sleep tests. This is the easiest, most convenient, and affordable way to get tested for sleep apnea from industry leaders in sleep therapy. Call INeedBetterSleep.com for a free questionnaire to see if a sleep apnea test kit is right for you. For your free questionnaire, call 800-962-3911. 800-962-3911.
Not available to Medicare, Medicaid, or any other government insurance recipients.
BestSteakDeal.com. That's the web handle for Jackson's Bar and Grill. You want a great steak at an affordable price? Then Flamingo and Jones is the spot.
There's Prime Rib Mondays, $15.99 for a one-pound prime rib, baked potato, veggies, and all the fixings.
Thursdays, it's surf and surf time. A grilled lobster tail and marinated skewered shrimp for just $20.
And the ribeye special is good 7 days a week. $14 for the 10-ounce ribeye, $16 for the one-pound ribeye.
It's Jackson, 6020 West Flamingo.
Attention, laptop or computer owners. Is your computer sluggish and slow? You might be one of the millions of Americans who are affected by unwanted pop-ups, spam, and computer errors. Don't let your online activities be tracked by unwanted third parties. Go to mycleanpc.com and find out what could be causing privacy risks and get rid of it. Our free computer diagnostic system takes seconds to download and install and will help you find out how to speed up your computer.
mycleanpc.com increases the speed of my computer from the very first day.
MyCleanPC.com totally cleaned up the pop-ups on my computer and increased my speed.
Get your free diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com and take the first step towards protecting your computer from prying eyes. Once you activate the software, MyCleanPC will perform regular checkups to keep your computer running fast and error-free. Get your free diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com to get started. Again, that's MyCleanPC.com. MyCleanPC.com.
It's Paul Powell.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. And unlike most lawyers, I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. That means more money in your pocket, right where it belongs. Call me right now. 728-5500. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text TRY to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text TRY to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's TRY to 350-350.
Hello, friends. This is Thomas Johnson from Joe's Seafood Prime Steak and Stone Crab. Need a great idea for lunch or dinner? Your best bet is Joe's, one of the most popular dining destinations on the Strip. Joe's provides the ideal setting for private parties with accommodations for up to 150 guests. Stop by to see us at the Forum Shops at Caesars and ask for Thomas Johnson, your maitre d'.
Going during the day, you can go to Joe's for lunch. They've got a great lunch menu. And, of course, you can get regular menu as well, but check it out during the day. It'll open 11:30 for lunch. If you're going in the evening, we always recommend reservations. Joe's is one of the busiest spots in town for obvious reasons. It's tremendous. 702-792-9222 is the phone number. Kelly, what do we have courtesy of Ralph Michaels?
Ooh, Ralph. Ralph always has the best trends. Steelers are 0-17 over under if the road...
So that's 0-17 to the under then.
To the under, sorry. On the road as a favorite or small dog less than 4, and the opponent is averaging 34 or more passes per game. Like, I couldn't even read that. It was so much information in one sentence.
So in other words, they fit on the under this weekend.
Yes, they absolutely fit on the under. 0-17 to the under.
All right. We will stay with you because it's time for us to break down a couple of games on this weekend's schedule, and you decided you want to look at Pittsburgh and the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame.
I need to avenge myself here for betting against Ian Book this last couple of weeks. I've been hating myself, and obviously he's the right guy to have under center, but I'm going to play against him here, catching 21. They came off really big games here, Stanford and Virginia Tech. Now they're just got to coast on their bye week, right, Dave? Just got to get past Pittsburgh, who's been terrible on the road. I do like Notre Dame's defense, but I think they're a little bit more well-known for their pass rush as opposed to being able to stop the run. And as you know, kind of Pitt as one of those two-headed monsters in Olsen and Hall. I like them to surprise some people this week and keep it closer. Marco D'Angelo had a great stat when we did this Pitt-Notre Dame video, and I forgot to write it down. But it was basically like something like since 2009, I think they played 7 or 8 times, and the game has been decided by less than 2 touchdowns, like 6 of the 7.
You know, it just kind of looking at it from a scheduling standpoint, you mentioned Notre Dame's coming off the 2 big games, and for Pittsburgh, they're not going to a bowl game this year. Okay, they're not good. So they're going, Teddy, they're going to look at this as a bowl game of sorts. I mean, it's the biggest game left on their schedule, basically, and that's the kind of spot where underdogs often at least hang around.
Sure. I mean, the biggest concern for Pitt, from my perspective, they just lost their leading tackler in practice, and nobody's talking about it. You know, it wasn't even an injury in game. So your star linebacker gets hurt. We've seen Pitt get run out of the gym already.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
When they face an offense that has skill position talent, Pitt can... I've seen that defense come up a little bit short. But certainly from a spot standpoint, yeah. Pitt's a clear choice here. This is the type of game where you would expect Notre Dame to take a breath for a minute. And we've seen Notre Dame have that style fairly consistently in the Brian Kelly era. You know, we saw it. Remember Ball State week 2, where they, you know, squeak out an 8-point win. And what was it, Vandy the next week? They won by five.
Yep.
You know, they haven't been real good as double digit chalk against some of these lesser foes.
They're in a situation now where the task for Notre Dame is just don't screw up.
Yeah, win.
And a game
win
like this, just win. Because if they win out, they're in. And they just want to get the W.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they have a very winnable schedule. They probably have one of the easier schedules here on out.
They're in good shape now.
Navy kind of has me circling Navy as always against Notre Dame. And then USC, it's just not a very good USC team. I think Notre Dame has probably one of the easiest roads to the college football playoff.
Teddy, this is a huge game that you want to talk about. It really is. I mean, there's no overhyping this. Georgia and LSU, and the first thing that came to my mind is this is SEC defensive slugfest.
Yeah, with a total in the 50s. You know, it really is a fascinating game. And when you read some of Ed Orgeron's comments following the loss at Florida last week, if you want to make a case for the under, you can make a case a little bit stronger, perhaps. Here's his quote. We couldn't protect. We tried every single protection scheme that we had. That's a problem. Because Georgia's going to go after you on the defensive side of the football. Although, one concern here for the Bulldogs, not one, they have a pair of defensive tackles that are banged up. And I'm still hearing questionable on both guys.
But the thing in the SEC is, you know, if
the depth is there.
Yeah, if you see that at Ball State, it's like, oh, boy, that's a real, you know, that's a bad sign because smaller teams don't have the depth. But down there, I mean, they just Look at their quarterback situation. They got two of the top 10 quarterbacks in the country on the same roster.
Yeah, they could. I mean, they legitimately could both be first rounders.
Yeah,
you know, and that happens once in a while in college football. It doesn't happen all the time. You know, the last time Georgia went to LSU, and we think the SEC teams, they all play each other all the time. Matthew Stafford was their quarterback.
Wow.
It's been a decade.
Is that right?
It's been a decade since Georgia went down to a Baton Rouge. And, you know, for everything that went wrong last week for LSU, it's kind of a misleading final score when all's said and done in that ballgame. Georgia's been so good in the road chalk roll, though, you know?
Yeah, but who have they faced? They haven't yet to face any adversity. I think this LSU team has a chance to play spoiler here. We were just talking about it with Pitt. Like, LSU's not getting in the 14 playoff now. They have a loss against Florida. It's over. But guess what you can do? You can play a really tough game against Georgia and prevent them from also getting in the 14 playoff.
It's the game I want to watch the most on Saturday from a fan standpoint. I'm not going to bet the game, but
I took LSU plus 7.5.
Okay. So I'll throw a game out myself. We actually, let's see, which one do I want to do? People get bored with this. There's a game I absolutely love among the non-Power 5 matchups this week. I mean, I'll skip that because the line's going up and nobody cares about those games except me. So so let's talk about the injury game. Yeah, this game is...
Which one? Because there's two in the Big Ten that are injury games.
Well, the big one, I think, is Wisconsin-Michigan because it's a pros versus Joes game, first of all, because the square money is on Wisconsin. I mean, anytime Wisconsin's a dog, it's like, oh, I want Wisconsin. And I understand that. Michigan, it's not like they crush everybody they're supposed to crush, but boy, if ever there's a spot where Michigan is going to crush somebody, I mean, Wisconsin is in trouble. They lose one of their starting safeties for the first half because he got nailed with a targeting penalty last week. Two starting cornerbacks, both the starting cornerbacks, are questionable for the game. They lost one of their defensive linemen. And they're not very good. This is a Wisconsin team that is down from past additions. I don't like the quarterback. It's a no-excuse game for Michigan. Now, and my word, the sharp money has come flying in on them. Kelly, this line's gone up 3 points.
Dave, I'm laughing hysterically because on my drive here, I called to check up on my dad and see what he's doing. He's like, hey, I want to bet a game. He does this like 3 times a year. He never wants to bet a game. Hey, I want to bet a game. I said, oh, yeah, Dad, what do you want to bet? He goes, Wisconsin. Just exactly like you just said. It is the squarest play on the planet. I love my dad. He's great. But that's too many points. Over a touchdown, it's too many points for Wisconsin. I go, Dad, same Wisconsin team that's banged up, same one that lost to BYU. Well, they beat Iowa. I remember, Dad, because you wanted me to bet money on Iowa for you.
Weird game because they were the second best team on the field in that game, but they had like 3 big plays that went their way, and they stole the win.
Exactly, and it's so funny because we talk about what the public sees and what they think and their perception. If it's just really just a Joe Schmo, and that's my dad, and I was laughing hysterically because I go, well, Dad, I got Michigan at -7.5. I go, so yeah, if you want Wisconsin +9.5, +10, I'll wait for you. But I don't think it's the right side. And he just kind of laughed and didn't say much else. But it's one of those games. You're right. Like, I also like this Michigan run defense. And I think that's a big part of Wisconsin's game. And if they can shut them down.
Is this a no-excuse game for Harbaugh? I mean, if the unthinkable happens and they lose this game, or even if they just barely win, the Harbaugh detractors, and there are lots of them right now, do they really come out in force?
The concept of a Harbaugh detractor to me is so ludicrous because let's say Michigan does lose this game, okay? Let's say Shea Patterson turns the ball over 6 times. And remember, the Wolverines have only scored 10 and 14 the last 2 years against the Badgers defense. And I know everyone on Wisconsin's all hurt right now, but, and you talked about the game where Wisconsin hit 3 big plays, you know. That's what they do.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's what Jonathan Taylor does. You know, he'll run it up the middle and get a yard and 2 and 3, and then all of a sudden he's off to the races. But if Michigan loses this game and says, all right, Harbaugh, we got to get – who are they going to get? There's nobody. Brady, Harbaugh is the only answer. They have to succeed with Harbaugh.
Oh, well, he's not going
anywhere. Exactly. Or the program itself, I think, will be in – bigger disarray than it was before.
That's exactly
the Rodriguez and Hoke even came into the equation.
That's exactly what I try to tell people about Kansas State doing the same thing with Bill Snyder. I'm like, you guys, you've got to pump the brakes and don't overreact. I get it. Harbaugh does terrible in big games, but then he goes home to the big house and he wins big games in front of the home crowd. We saw him do it last week with Maryland, just absolutely throttle them. I think this is another one of those games where we see him prove a little bit of a point that probably he deserves to be there.
Well, I mean, that game with Maryland was back and forth across the number in the fourth quarter. That was an exciting game down the stretch where, where Michigan, even with the number one ranked defense, and that's my biggest concern here, is that you're laying a premium with the Wolverines because they have the number one ranked defense in the country based on yards. But even with that, and even in a game that they dominated, they needed a late score to get under the to cover that number.
All right, we're saving the best. On a Friday edition, we'll pick one really good game on the weekend for the Wager Talk Marquee matchup, and it's the biggest game of the schedule, the Chiefs and Patriots next.
The Las Vegas Sports Line.
Hey, Vegas, Clay Baker here with you as we're rolling along on a beautiful Friday afternoon at the Las Vegas Golf Center, because today and tomorrow, it's the Las Vegas Golf and Craft Beer Festival across from Town Square. You wait all year to get out to the Golf Fest? Now is the time. Everything new in golf is on display. This show always gives the golfers of all skill levels, of all ages, the range and opportunity to test out the latest gear and receive the hands-on training by PGA Pros, such as free golf clinics by PGA Pro Eric Meeks. There's also amazing golf trick shot shows by Lynn, Captain Crush, Ray, and some of the amazing prizes on bags, clothes, shoes, clothing. It's all here at the Las Vegas Golf Center across from Town Square at the Vegas Golf Craft Beer Festival. And we're enjoying a wide variety of craft beer tastings, and so should you. I got a few prizes left, so come on over and say hello to Steven and I. We're in the ESPN tent and the Las Vegas Golf Center. I tell you what, they offer unbelievable prices throughout the store on golf clothing, merchandise, golf clubs, including the Adidas shoes, tailor-made products, a wide variety of all the brand names you've come to expect from the Las Vegas Golf Center. It's the Vegas Golf and Craft Beer Festival across from Town Square. Join me. I'm here until 3 on ESPN Las Vegas.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
What's hot today? It's time for the Wager Talk Marquee Matchup of the Night. WagerTalk.com. Start winning now.
Oh, man, this is going to be good. I mean, Sunday night, it is going to be... How good is this weekend in New England? You got the Astros and Red Sox in the ALCS, and then on Sunday night, the Patriots playing host to the Chiefs. It's... We're not overhyping this. This is the biggest game so far this season in the NFL. And, Teddy, it's the most intriguing because you've got this monster offense and what might be an improving defense going against the New England Patriots, who are still the New England Patriots, by the way. They're looking good the last 2 weeks. Dominant performances and all the buzz about, well, Father Time. Yeah, that's kind of quieted down in a hurry.
You hear that every September, every time the Patriots lose the game. Oh, Brady's lost. Brady's done, you know. Although, you have to say that the situation played out well for New England each of the last 2 weeks.
It did.
You know, they had Miami at home, and the Dolphins are 3-0 and fat and happy and off a pretty grueling win in the Heat, where they had a rally from behind against the Raiders, and, you know, they were flat as a pancake. And last week, they played a Colts team that was banged up isn't even the right word. They couldn't hold
decimated
practices. They couldn't hold practices on Tuesdays and Wednesdays before the game. They could only run walkthroughs. and they played like it, you know. So the question in my mind, this game tells us more about New England than it does about Kansas City. I believe Kansas City. I believe Patrick Mahomes and what I've seen from this offense enough that even if he has a bad game here, I'm not going to question the Kansas City offense. But if the Patriots get slapped around here and can't contain it, maybe I question the Patriots more than I think it means more to New England than it does to KC.
Well, I've been pissing off every single Kansas City fan on my Facebook and or Twitter the last couple of weeks because I took them. Teddy and I talked about it, I took them with the Broncos and then I took the Jags last week. So I'm one technically.
How's that working out for you?
Well, that was bad. But I had them in the Pittsburgh game. That was a winner. And then I played against them. So overall, I've got a decent read on this team. But one thing that we talked about prior to the Sunday game, after I knew Saturday night, I was watching the fight and I was like, I know I'm on the wrong side of the Jags. I should bet off of it. Of course, I didn't. But I was like, I have next week circled before the line even came out. I mean, we knew the look ahead line was 3. Teddy, what'd you make this game? 4.5?
I don't know my numbers, but yeah, somewhere in that range.
And I feel like most of the guys I've talked to in town, that's what they've made this game.
Four.
So, like, it's right around the number. I don't know. I played New England in the Super Contest, but I don't know if I'll play them in real life.
What was the contest line?
3.5.
Okay.
And I did play them because I went back and forth. I had 7 plays, and I had to nix the Falcons, and I had to nix the Finns after I just chickened out on those two, so I kept the Patriots in there. But this is one of those games where Teddy's absolutely right. We're going to see, I think, how Patrick Mahomes does on this big stage, so to speak. Sunday night is going to be in Foxborough. It's going to be a really, really good game.
Well, see, the fascinating thing to me is that I mean, Mahomes stunk last week. Okay,
he was the worst game.
Yeah,
he had no INTs. It was the best defense that he faced, and it showed. And the Chiefs still won and covered in blowout fashion because the defense showed up.
I was gonna say their defense showed up against Blake Bortles, who turned the ball over several times.
Look, believe me, I'm not trying to make myself to be out Mr. QB guru here, but I noticed it early on. When Bortles stinks, it's his mechanics. And what happens is he actually is winding up to throw the football, which does two things. Number one, it means his delivery's too slow. And number two, it kind of gives the defense an indication of where he's going to be throwing the football. And I don't know why he was doing it. Maybe it was the big stage or something, but he was a mechanical nightmare last weekend in that game because he was winding. You've watched the film. He was winding up on every pass. And so I don't know whether to credit the Chiefs for that or not. That was Bortles.
I mean, I kind of said that. There was a meme or something stupid on Twitter. It was like, you get an interception and you get it, you know, to get the Chiefs. Like, it was like funny because that's literally what was going on. Like, it seemed like half the Chiefs defenders had interceptions against Bortles. It's like, what is he doing? I think that's...
He was. That's what he was doing. I'm not saying he's going to be Dan Marino with the... You know, Marino with that unbelievable release. But you can't wind up like you're throwing a baseball pitch, okay? You can't do it.
Now, the Patriots have been not one of the. They have been the single most undervalued commodity in the NFL for 3 years running.
Absolutely.
You know, they were a dynamite point spread team 2 years ago. They were a dynamite point spread team last year. And this year, once again, they have a winning point spread record. They undervalued as home chalk, you know, because it seems like a lot of the sharp guys I talk to say, don't sell this team short. They're the New England Patriots, and they continue to cover numbers.
Kelly, what's happening at wagertalk.com in addition to all the great selections that we think will be up there this weekend?
I mean, good God, we have about 14 videos this week. If you guys want to go over, check out the video I did with John Murray down at the Westgate. Tony Miller was busy at G2E, so Aaron Kessler filled in with me at the Golden Nugget. That's another reason why I didn't bet the Finns or the Falcons, because Aaron Kessler scared me off both of them. Yeah. I should not have let him, but hey, you know what? It happens, and that's the beauty of that. And then we go through all of the marquee games. I think there's like 12 to 15 videos up there. If you need any information you get for free, you guys can always tweet us at Wager Talk or at Kelly in Vegas. We'll answer all your questions. Teddy Covers loves questions at Teddy_Covers.
I answer them all.
Yeah, no, we always try to be really good at it. And then Teddy and I started doing, I know it's technically a Wager Talk show, but Teddy and I started doing a sports memo show on Monday mornings. We're going to do the NFL opening line report every Monday morning to get you guys any early information you may need. And if...
Cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to start doing stuff with Teddy. We're going to give Prez's show a run for its money.
All right, time for us to go to our play of the day.
It's the play of the day.
All I do is win.
I forgot to discuss this. Yeah. Well, all right, so I'll take one of the games that I like this weekend. I know that a lot of people are going to hate this play, but this is just an old school thing that I do. You've got a team that covered the spread by more than 30 last week against a team that didn't cover the spread by more than 30 last week, and they're playing one another. And there's a thing called regression to the norm. And I think you see it in this game. Navy plus 7 against Temple. It is one of the games on my card this weekend, so I'm not just throwing it out there. I bet the game. Navy plus 7 for your play of the day. Good luck with that. Thanks to Kelly Stewart at Kelly in Vegas. Thanks to Teddy Covers at Teddy _ Covers. Thanks to Tony Miller at Gollum LV. Thanks to Mark Seidel. I'm Dave Koken. Thanks a lot for listening. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll do it again on Monday from Sunset Station. See ya.